joins us once a month, and it is time. It's that time of the month. Mark Waller, El Paso County Board of County Commissioners. It's always good to have you in here.
Thank you. I always enjoy being here as well.
Yeah, and we got lots to talk about today. And we were kind of talking, Mark, before we started, the Tabor refund. Now, it sounds like, of course, we know some money is coming back for the county, correct? Now, has there been official decision by the county on that Tabor refund? What's going to happen?
Sure. So let me explain what Tabor refund we're talking about,
yeah,
because there are a lot
there
of
are a
them,
lot of
it
them.
Seems
right.
like this year. So it looks like there may be some sort of Tabor refund at the state level, which is the CC proposition, yeah, going forward. I'm certainly opposed to that because that takes the guardrails off of Tabor and creates some problems there. The city of Colorado Springs is looking at a Tabor refund. I think it's about $7.2 million for parks. And then the county has a Tabor overage of about $4 million, maybe $4.1, $4.2 million. However, I don't think we're going to be looking to ask the voters to keep that this year. We're actually going to refund it to the citizens of El Paso County.
And do you know how much approximately, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a few bucks per homeowner. We the way that we'll end up rebating that is through property taxes. That'll be a rebate on your property tax bill, and so that's how that'll be done.
Interesting. And does this kind of play into, we were going to ask you about some road work that's being done. There's some backlog, isn't there, on county as far as some road work is going on. And of course, it's not just the county. You know, there's a lot of stuff, of road work and stuff that needs to be done.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues that are impacting us this year. You know, the one thing I tell citizens as we talk about this and when we're trying to decide whether or not we were going to ask the voters to keep this money was, you know, listen, you need to understand that at the state legislature this year, they put about $10 million in mandates on us, $6 million of them unfunded. That means they said, you have to do this, but you go figure out how to pay for it yourself. But in the case of Department of Human Services caseworkers, they authorized us to have 23 new caseworkers at the cost of about $4.1 million. And they gave us the money to pay for these new caseworkers moving forward. However, that puts us over the Tabor cap by $4.1 million. Now, we need those caseworkers desperately. I mean, our caseloads are significant in El Paso County, and we need to have as many people in place as we can to help our most vulnerable and needy citizens. So we have to figure out how to fund those caseworkers somehow, because the $4 million is going to end up going back to the citizens. So, you know, where does that money end up coming from? Unfortunately, the one place that we can end up cutting or delaying or deferring is on roads. And that's incredibly unfortunate. So we have this huge backlog of road maintenance that needs to be done. We continue to work on efficiencies. You know, we've gotten our own pavement reclaimer now, and so that'll make things a little bit more efficient. Right. We've created some efficiencies in how we put crews out there. So we're getting it done, but certainly not catching up in the process.
So the thought was on the Board of Commissioners not to ask the voters for a Tabor override for this issue?
Yeah, you know, I think the issue this year, and we did a little bit of polling, I think there's some fatigue on governments going back to the voters and asking them to keep money. I mean, it's happened several times with you know, different governmental agencies throughout the state, whether it's at the state level, the county level, or the municipal level. And I just think the voters don't have an appetite to do that. I think we've also seen property taxes go up pretty significantly, and that's based on assessments, and that's not something that governmental entities did. It was you know, based on assessments, and I think the voters are kind of tired of it.
Interesting. And then, of course, all of this, with this going on, then the county and the city met with CDOT last week, didn't they, to discuss projects and funding. And I'm sure there were some big discussions around that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you, one of my frustrations, I was in the state legislature for 6 years, 2009 to 2014. And since I started in the legislature, the budget, the state budget has grown by about $1 billion a year. Yet transportation spending has not grown really significantly at all. It hasn't kept pace in any way. And so at the state level, we've seen a circumstance where we're prioritizing everything but transportation spending. And I think it's incredibly unfortunate for the citizens of Colorado to say, you know, we're going to continue funding all of these different projects, our different pet projects that are out there, but we're not going to fund transportation. So it was good to meet with CDOT to talk about the needs in our region. You know, we have about $1 billion worth of work that needs to be done on Powers Boulevard in the next 20 years. That's a state highway. There's always work that needs to be done on 24, and obviously 25 consistently needs to have repairs and work and updating done to it as well. And the state's just telling us, the state government, the governor and his administration has said, we're not going to prioritize transportation, and so we're going to have to figure out other ways to fund it.
We're going to continue with Mark Waller in just a moment. It's 7:43 on KRDO's Morning News.
And this morning we're talking with El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller and Master Plan. Let's talk about Master Plan and the Master Plan Survey. How far is the county kind of looking out further and for the Master Plan?
Sure. So the Master Plan just, it simply says, how are we going to develop our community moving forward? You know, we've had significant and record growth over the last several years. And so we want to make sure we're doing all we can to set people up in the future to grow our community in the responsible and correct manner. So we've created this master plan that looks how we grow with municipal areas, cities in within our district or within our county, and also the unincorporated areas in the county. How are we going to grow those together correctly? 50 years we're trying to plan out into the future.
And so you have, the county has put out an opportunity for citizens to take a survey, right? Like, what would they like to see in the next 50 years?
Yeah, that's right. We've had this survey out on the street for a couple of months now, and we're going to continue it through the end of this month. And we're encouraging every single citizen out there, this is the perfect opportunity to exercise direct democracy, have your voice heard. Go to the El Paso County website, elpasoco.com, elpasoco.com. Click on My Master Plan, take the Master Plan survey, give us data that we can then use to determine how we should grow moving forward.
Perfect. Yeah.
What have you seen from the survey so far? Can you give us a couple tips?
Yeah, so we haven't tabulated any results, but I think the one thing that I'm convinced that we're going to see moving forward is, you know, people that live in the unincorporated areas that are more rural want them to stay unincorporated and more rural. Folks that live in more density developed areas, whether it's in the municipality or in unincorporated areas, want to make sure that they have services related to living in a more densely populated area.
Yeah. So take the survey.
Take the survey. Perfect. Get out there. Take the survey. ElPasoCO.com. ElPasoCO.com. And click on My Master Plan.
Perfect. All right, Mark, we'll get you scheduled for next month. Always good to catch up with you.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
You're welcome. 7:50, KRDO's Morning News.